AM 1400 KKZZ. It's locals only. A little show about what's going on in and around Ventura County. Butterball has upgraded their turkey talk line. I'll tell you what that is. And a myth dispelled. I've got that coming up in just a couple minutes here on AM 1400 KKZZ. So, yes, a lot of meetings. Not sure what mid-November. It's interesting. There are a lot of big meetings on things going around. And one of the meetings was about the St. Mary's Cemetery, the dog park, if you will, as people have called it. We used to call it Terminal Park. I've got Stephen Schlater on the line. And we used to call it Terminal Park because that was where our walk would end when we lived in Midtown. But apparently it's a cemetery. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm fine. And yourself?
Very well. First of all, let's back up a little bit and talk about what it is that you are trying to get done with St. Mary's. Like a little background on the cemetery and how you got involved with restoring it.
Well, it's called Cemetery Memorial Park, but in reality, it's not a park. It's a cemetery. There's 3,000 people buried there. It's our first mayor's, our first sheriff's, father of the county, 60 Civil War veterans, 20 Spanish-American War veterans, one World War I veteran so far,
wow.
A Medal of Honor recipient. We've got a lot of important, we've got every important person buried there. In 1966, the city, for the previous 20 years, had let the cemetery deteriorate. And so they ran to their own rescue and decided they would beautify the cemetery. And they pulled out all the headstones, the crypts, the markers, everything, took them up into the hills in Bell Canyon and dumped them off a cliff and came back, planted some grass seed and said, Shazam, we got ourselves a park now. And they left the 3,000 people buried there.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I know there are some little marble markers buried in the grass. I would, read them to my daughter, and we would walk around those and play over the rest of them. I was under the impression they'd been moved.
No, there wasn't
just the headstones.
Any people moved. The city gave the folks the options, of course, and the option is still open, but to exhume a body is at $15,000 to exhume them, and then to put them back in the ground someplace else is God knows how much. So
you got to buy another plot.
Item.
Wow.
You see, that's why the city hasn't exhumed the 3,000 people, because of the expense.
Okay.
And that, by law, is what they should have done before they desecrated the cemetery. So you can't turn it into a dog park or a cemetery memorial park or a playground or a swimming pool or anything until those bodies are exhumed and moved.
Wow.
That's the law, but they wanted to skirt the law, so they figured, well, we'll just invent a passive park and see if we can't sell that. Well, nobody's buying it.
Well, what happened? There was a meeting last week in Midtown at a Community Presbyterian Church, because now they're talking, are they talking about restoring it or just putting markers on the lawn?
They're doing some minimal landscape design architecture around the perimeter. At least that's the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a meeting last year in September, and there was a meeting here a couple of weeks ago. And from the public input, so they say, they were going to use those ideas that the public gave them and come out with a proposal. And it's funny how they came out with a proposal and none of the recommendations that the public had suggested were even used or considered.
Really?
It's pretty strange. You see, I 100% believe that the city has a predestined plan and is just going through lip service, a necessary evil, to make the people feel like they're inputting, that they're helping this along, and their thoughts, their recommendations are being completely discounted. And the city is going to get what the city wants.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time that, not particularly this city, but a government has just gone ahead and done what they wanted. So now, did people at this meeting basically say they wanted it restored and the tombstones or the headstones put back? Or did they say brass markers would have been good? Or what was the public's input?
This last meeting was done in a Parks and Recreation Commission meeting format, so there wasn't any discussion whatsoever. It's a way to regulate that input from the city. Everybody was only given 3 minutes, so you could only comment. There was no interaction, no discussion. So a lot of relatives got up and said, yes, this is where my family is buried, and it's a cemetery, and we want it restored. And they read the Parks and Recreation Commission, the Riot Act, and then there was other people who stood up that were what we like to call the dog people, who stood up and said, it's a park, it has to be used for the living, et cetera, et cetera.
Is there, no pun intended, a happy medium somewhere you could...
Yes, that's one of the big questions right now. Can we find a compromise, a compromise somehow? But I, for the life of me, I cannot compromise a man's grave for anything other than his grave.
Right.
I mean, how can we take 3,000 of our pioneer forefathers
right.
and compromise their grave? Who are we that can compromise anybody's grave?
That's
These are hallowed grounds. These are the holiest grounds inside the city of Ventura, and they've been turned into a dog toilet.
Wow. It's interesting when you put it that way. It does make you kind of look at it differently. When are they planning on doing whatever it is that they finally kind of decided to do?
Well, they're not planning. They say they're going to phase it in, and they say it's going to be $3.9 to $4 million to do all these things that they want. But they don't have that money. This year, they said that in their budget, they're $4 million short. Next year, they'll be $6 million short, and the year after that, they'll be $8 million short. So they have no money to do any of this. They say maybe we can get some grants or donations, but I hate to tell them that the economy is bad all over the world, and grants don't spring up from the earth readily anymore these days.
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna try to say that they're going to do something here in phases, and that the money will come from someplace or another. But believe me, they've been saying the same exact year, the same exact thing since 1966.
So with the St. Mary's, with the cemetery, the park, is there an option for relatives to rebuy headstones and stick them in there? Or is it, you know, county or city property now and you can't? Because there was the whole hoo-ha with the cross up on the hill. You know, that you can't have a cross on public property. If people were to go, you know, if they have the money to plop a new headstone on there, first of all, how are they going to find where, are there still records for where their relatives are? And if so, can they plop a headstone on there?
No, they cannot. The city will not allow this. Yes, there's a plot plan that shows where all of the bodies are, where all 3,000 of the people are.
Wow.
And a funny thing that you bring this into... the focus as far as St. Mary's goes is when the Catholic Church, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, gave St. Mary's to the city, there was one condition that the property would be used to memorialize the dead. And if that was ever deviated from, the property would revert back to the church. Well, where is the church? Where is the Catholic Church, the Archdiocese, to say, hey, wait a second, this isn't memorializing the dead when you've got dogs pooping on the graves. We want to step in here and do something. Well, I'll answer my own question for you. The church, at least here in San Buenaventura, right next to the chapel, has the original mission cemetery that has 3,850 people buried in it. And the church put a schoolhouse right on top of those graves.
Right.
So the church isn't really wanting to get involved in this because they're knee-deep in it already by desecrating their own mission cemetery right next to the mission there.
We're talking with Stephen Schlater with Restore St. Mary's Cemetery here in Ventura. There was a meeting last week about what to do with it, restore it, keep it as a dog park. With the way, as a little background for people who don't know, there was the Diocese of Los Angeles, which went from like San Diego to Santa Barbara, and then somewhere in, what, the 20s, 30s, teens, something, they split it up. if I remember, or is it still the Diocese of Los Angeles?
It's still the LA.
And they split it up. That's right. They split it off with San Diego. So what happened? Is it that the church just has better more things to do, but you know, other fish to fry, so to speak, and it just don't feel like getting into this?
Well, it would be incredibly intimidating if they were to stand up, because they have so many ghosts in their closet, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a desecrated cemetery right next to the chapel here in San Buenaventura. They've got a building on top of it, so you would never know that there ever was a dead person buried within 100 yards of the place.
Huh, you're right. So it's
And this is directly against Catholic canon law. That's heresy against the church. By canon law, you're not allowed to put anything on top of hollow ground, somebody's grave, except a shrine or an altar to Christ. So they're stepping on their own toes, and they're also turning their back on 3,850 Catholics there at the Mission Cemetery and another 1,000 at St. Mary's. So they're even more culpable here than what the city of Ventura is.
So, Stephen, we're just about out of time. Are there going to be more meetings, or how can people get in touch with you if they want to get involved?
Well, the best thing is to go to the website,
okay,
and that's www.restorestmarys.org.
Okay, and it's ST for Saint, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
No period.
All right.
And there's also a phone number there on the website that you can give me a call if you'd like.
Awesome. Thank you. Will you keep me posted on this, please?
I most definitely will, Kelly, and thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Stephen Schlatter on AM 1400 KKZZ. Thank you.